Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My wife and I have been blessed to visit Israel 5 times. The only thing we could afford when I was a kid were guilt trips, so nothing prepared me for this. We helped lead a tour group there of listeners to this radio program, and I gotta say that we've visited our share of places on earth, but Israel is among the most memorable. It's where Jesus was born, of course, where he walked and healed and laughed and multiplied loaves and fishes and chided the religious, ate with sinners, and died and rose again. During 3 of those trips, I got to know a brilliant Jewish guide, and over time we came to call each other friend. Though he doesn't share my Christian faith, he's well-versed in this ancient land and the New Testament, plus he's witty and wise enough to appreciate my jokes. We ended up sitting behind him on the tour bus, and on the last day stopped at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum. Outside of visiting a Nazi prison camp, as we have, it was one of the most jarring hours of my life. The museum is dedicated to preserving the memory of the Jews who were murdered by the Nazis. Stunning photos, testimonies, documents, and eyewitness video footage leave you numb and emotional. When we came out, our Jewish guide was waiting nearby. "Have you been through?" I asked, before thinking. "Once," he said. "Never again." We stood in silence, then he confided in me the abandonment and anti-Semitism he'd heard, even from Christians. "Oh man," I said, "I never heard a hint of that in all my years in church or our Christian home. We looked up to you." On a bench, we sat in silence on the Avenue of the Righteous, where trees flourish, planted by rescued Jews and by the selfless Gentiles from 51 countries who aided them. "Have you heard of Corrie ten Boom?" I asked. "Who is this?" I told him of the Dutch watchmaker family who harbored Jews amid the Nazi Holocaust. It's believed their efforts saved nearly 800 lives. Eventually betrayed, the entire family was imprisoned. But Corrie survived, wrote a book called The Hiding Place, then traveled worldwide telling her story. "Come," he said. I had trouble keeping up to the guy as we rushed to the information center, where a lady took delight in printing out 3 sheets on Corrie's life and pointed us toward a young carob tree planted by her grandniece in her honor. It's tough to stand there without thinking about Jesus and the heart of the gospel. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. We took photos, then back on the bus, our guide watched me take another of a large sign. "Hadassah Hospital. Why that?" he asked. Pulling out my phone, I said proudly, "Let me show you my newest grandchild. Here's Hadassah, the Jewish name for Esther." He smiled his approval. I showed him our daughter Rachel and her husband Jordan, and their sons Judah and Aaron. "There's more," I said. "Seth, Caleb, Ezra, Noah. All Jewish names." Our guide turned and looked out the window. Tears came. I leaned forward. "I can't tell you how sorry I am for the unspeakable evil you've endured. But I hope you remember that out there in faraway Canada is a family who prays for the peace of Jerusalem. And I see you as my big brother." "It's largely Christians there on the Avenue of the Righteous," he said. "They gave their life for strangers. It's what Jesus did," I said. We stay in touch now, our guide and I. He thinks of me as the funny Canadian guy, and I hope he thinks of me too as his little brother.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.